We are thrilled to welcome live on KPLU right now, Ann Hampton Callaway.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. To they tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. I'm very thrilled to be singing here today for all the KPLU fans, and we've got some wonderful people in studio that I want to encourage to do a little scat singing with me. Think of yourselves as the Callaway Tabernacle Choir. I'm going to sing a little scat something, and you are you ready to sing back? Come on, guys. Shababadweba, Babadudwe, Baduna do 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 bedway, Scabbabadu,
Scabbabadu,
Shalin o Bade, Badu Badibo, Badu Badibo, Badi
Babadibo,
Badi Babadibo, Badi Badi badu ya do do, bada bada badu be, ba ba badu be, ba
ba
badu be, ba ba badu be, ba ba badu. Just kidding, you don't have to sing with me, but let's hear it for the Callaway Tabernacle Choir. Oh my dear, our love is here to stay. To everybody at home, do a kick line with me. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here. It's very clear, our love is here to stay.
Hampton Callaway live in the studios here at KPLU. And how about the members of our leadership circle? Fantastic
right.
stuff today.
Hip and swinging people.
Thanks so much for coming down, everybody. And a lot of folks know that you have a very talented sister as well. We were
That's
just
right.
talking before we started the show. You and your sister Liz put out a CD recently called Boom, Live at the Birdland. How easy is it to... I mean, I have a sister too. I love her to death, but I'm not sure if we could make dinner together, let alone a record. Is it easy for you to work with your sister?
You know, we didn't always get along that well in childhood, but when we became adults and we moved to New York together, we quit college, and we were like the modern version of the musical Wonderful Town. And, you know, if you don't become close and bonded after the things that we went through, then there's no hope. So I think we get closer the more we sing together, the more we travel around the country together, and we just have a ball. And we had a lot of fun going back and reminiscing about our childhood and the kind of music we listened to as kids and irritating our parents singing in the backseat of our 1967 Thunderbird and all that stuff. And so we had a great creative adventure trying to put a show that would honor our differences and celebrate where we came together as people who loved music and were so inspired by these great singers and songwriters that we heard.
Now, both of you have done a lot of work and had a lot of success on Broadway. You particularly starred in the Broadway musical Swing a few years back that was a huge hit. And I wonder if working on Broadway is something that you can, if there's any lessons from that you can take over into your jazz singing.
Well, I think that one of the things that made me so happy about finally getting to do a Broadway show, my sister, by the way, has done a lot more Broadway than I have, but I loved the sense of family you get when you work with a cast, and when, especially when we were creating a show. It really helped me to understand what goes into making a show that's exciting to do night after night, and to make sure that you're building in a lot of range of emotion and style. And it I think it trained me to do better shows in my jazz performances and cabaret shows and symphony shows. And I think that's just the sense of joy when you come together with people for a common cause. And that's something that I really love doing. And so I try to do that. And the other thing that I love about Broadway is that there's an emphasis on acting a song.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as a jazz singer, something that I think makes me a little different than many jazz singers. So many singers get so wrapped up in the music that they don't always think about the story and the lyric and the nuances of the emotional arc of a song, the home of what's going on in that moment. And so that's what I try to do with the language of jazz, is to act a song as if it's happening to me at that very moment. And I love how Broadway, we were able to put that all together.
And Hampton Callaway is live in the studios here at KPLU. You've had a professional relationship with Barbra Streisand, and I wonder if you could talk about working with her.
Well, it was very exciting. I wrote a song for her called At the Same Time. And 10 years to the date that I wrote it, she finally recorded it. And I was so thrilled when she decided that she liked my lyric writing so much that she asked me to write her wedding song. Which she didn't say write a wedding song, but it happened to be near her wedding. And she gave me a gorgeous melody by Rolf Loveland, the Norwegian composer, to set lyrics to. And so I turned it into her wedding song. And she received it 3 hours before she was getting married and did the most un-Barbra Streisand thing and actually sang it at her wedding. And I've since then have had the chance to write other songs for her and write her patter. And recently at the Chaplin Awards 2 weeks ago, I was there at the dinner with all the glitterati and wrote a song, an improvisation for her to celebrate her career. And I asked words and phrases from people like Barbra Streisand, the Bergmans, her husband, Michael Douglas. I'm sorry, I keep dropping names. Let me pick them up.
Pick those up later.
But so it's been great. I really feel honored to have this tremendous artistic relationship with somebody I admire so greatly and who has inspired me so much.
And after you complete an upcoming Sarah Vaughan tribute, I understand you'll be doing an album of Streisand songs?
Yes, we just finished From Sassy to Divine at Jazz at Lincoln Center last week, had a fantastic sold-out run, and we're in negotiation with trying to get the orchestral version of the Streisand songbook. I was so fortunate to work with some of the top orchestrators in the country, and I want the big symphony sound. So we're holding out for that, and it's a little bit of an uphill battle these days with the way union rules are with orchestras, but I really want to hold out for this gorgeous music that we have created.
Well, maybe we could hear an intimate version of one of those Streisand songs.
Surely. Well, I would love to sing the wedding song. This is a song, especially now there are so many people getting married, and one of the most romantic songs I've ever written. It's called I've Dreamed of You, and these are the words that Barbra Streisand sang to James Brolin on her wedding day. I've dreamed of you, always feeling you were there, and all my life I have searched for you everywhere. I caught your smile in the morning sun. I heard your whisper on the breeze at night. I prayed one day that your arms would hold me tight, and just when I thought love had passed me by, we met. That first look in your eyes, away. Now here we stand, hand in hand, this blessed day.
I'm rethinking this. Maybe I should get married.
I was thinking about that when I sang the song. I thought, I wonder if this will convince him that 9-year relationship, you're living in sin. You know, maybe it's time to...
That was beautiful. I expect we're going to be hearing that at a lot more weddings.
I hope so. I hope so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Maybe yours.
Maybe mine. Who knows?
What's your...
Julia.
Julia. Oh, that would be fun to write a wedding song for Abe and Julia.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I feel a pressure on. Am I blushing over here? I wanted to ask you something else real quick about working with Barbara Streisand. I know you're a big fan of hers, and I read somewhere that you felt like you hadn't done many Barbara Streisand songs because you were so well-behaved. Can you explain what you mean by that?
You know, I think there's a certain sense of respect and care about doing songs that are so identified with other artists. And until you find something unique in these songs that you can do, it's just best to let them have their way with a song and, you know, let them hold on to that song. But I've had the great experience as I've gotten more mature and more courageous of spending time with some of these songs and saying, well, what do I need to say in the song? And if I feel that I've said something and found an arrangement and found my way into the words that really is important to who I am and what I want to say to my audiences, then I think, all right, it's time for me to put my voice out there. I didn't sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow for many years because I thought Judy Garland owned that song. Many people have done beautiful renditions of it, but few hold up to Judy Garland's. And in the end, these songs belong to all of us. And when I wrote Barbara Streisand to invite her to the Los Angeles performance that I did at Disney Hall, she said, thank you so much for calling it the Streisand Songbook and paying tribute to the great songwriters that I love that have given me so much to sing. And again, she was happy that I was celebrating Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim and the Bergmans and all these great people. And these songs are American treasures. They're who we are. They're our soundtrack. They remind us how we live and how we can be. And so they deserve to be heard now.
Anne Hampton Calloway can do it all. Cabaret singer, Broadway star, jazz superstar. And I think we're going to put her to the test right about now. We've got a fantastic audience here today, Leadership Circle members. And what we're going to do is get some suggestions from you guys in the audience, some words that you think might work well or maybe not so well in a song.
Bring on a challenge.
And
challenge
see what
the
Anne
diva.
Can make of them. So go ahead and shout out.
So about
out
six
a word.
Or seven words and phrases. Yes.
Pie driving down the road.
Apple pie. Driving down the road, as if apple pie itself were in the car seat. Driving down the road, very good. What else?
Tangerine ukulele.
Ooh, wow.
We have a fruit theme going on here. Tangerine ukulele.
Varied shades of green.
How many shades of green?
Varied.
Varied shades of green. It sounds like the new best-selling novel, 50 Shades of Grey. Shades. Of green,
How about sunshine in Seattle?
Yeah, what a beautiful surprise to come here with all that gorgeous sunshine. Sunshine in Seattle. What else?
How about school for wayward girls?
Sign me up. School for wayward girls. What about all the boys that need that? They need their own place. What else?
Snuffleupagus.
Oh, ooh,
snuffophagus?
Snuffleupagus.
What is that?
From Sesame Street.
Sesame Street?
Big Bird's good friend that nobody else sees.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Okay, snuffleupagus.
Yeah,
you got it.
There we go. Perfect.
Good luck with that.
You really have challenged me, haven't you?
Sadistic audience here.
Okay, thank you. Now, in order for me to create this mural, Abe, do you have something you'd like to share?
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay, yeah, we talked about how we both like to play basketball. It used to be called Wilt the Stilt back in the day. Basketball. All right, well, this is a song that writes itself. perform this miracle, I must now summon the magical muse, so please give me a moment of devout silence. Harmony, melody, and words that rhyme and somehow make sense. Okay, ready? If you feel like singing along, don't be shy. You too, those of you at home. I'm shocked. I can't believe there's sunshine in Seattle. I know that everybody's shocked here too. When the sun comes streaming down, there's craziness all around. Like today on the way to KPLU, I saw an apple pie driving down the road. Find a tangerine ukulele to sing my stories and songs with. Sometimes it's obscene, all the various shades of green. What a beautiful Seattle dream. Something about spring in Seattle, Washington. It creates worlds and worlds of craziness. And speaking of worlds and worlds, how about today forming a school for wayward girls? Sign me up. I need to go back and learn how to be the crazy carefree me. To once again enthrall the boys by playing basketball. So here's to sunshine. happening, like the Snuffleupagus parade in Edmonds tonight, as people are going to get the tickets to the 7:30 show at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. I want to say a great hello to the great KPLU hearts that support Jazz. And here's to Abe, our host, Mr. Razzmatazz. I hope the sunshine gives you courage. I think you need to get on one knee, baby. Julia, he's got to save some money for you. So sunshine,